Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
My friends, we have to face facts now. You know, we have to take a cold, hard look at the truth. You know, we may not like it. It may not be something we really want to deal with, but if we are true, we must face these facts. I'm talking about, of course, that there might be a problem with signage in the United States Capitol building that could make lawmakers think that the way that you open the door is to pull the fire alarm. I kid you not. All right, folks, welcome to the program. My name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about that here in just a little bit, but we want to welcome you here to the Monday edition of the program. We have an awful lot to talk about tonight, of course, as we move through the overnight hours across America, and we're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California, of course, and we're broadcasting from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates across the country, and of course via satellite up on the GCN network. And if you're streaming the show this morning, welcome to you as well. Now, to everybody working across the overnight hours, we want to give a special shout out to you for all that you're doing, and we're glad to spend some time with you here this morning. Don't forget, our toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in. Now, once again, that's 1-877-969-8600. Once again, my name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. So, you know, we are going to talk about Democrat Representative Jamal Bowman's act of triggering the fire alarm. Evidently, now there's an investigation going on, folks, evidently trying to stop the vote, avoid the vote, delay the vote, and so forth over the weekend. We've even got AOC chiming in on this, so you're going to want to hang around here just for a little bit. Well, hopefully for a lot of bit, as we tell you about that. But first, we want to let you know that Gavin Newsom has now appointed a senator, an interim senator, to replace Dianne Feinstein, who did pass away, of course, at age 90 just late last week on Thursday. And, of course, tributes poured in, people remembering her. Controversial, of course, but she came to the Senate back in 1992, and many of you might remember, of course, she was also mayor of San Francisco, but came to national prominence at the time when Harvey Milk and another San Francisco official were murdered, and she came to the prominence then and really became a political fixture. And so, again, Dianne Feinstein had passed away. Gavin Newsom said that he was going to appoint someone as an interim senator, or as a caretaker, a placeholder, if you will. He didn't want to appoint someone. This is what the governor had said, right? He did not want to appoint someone who was going to be able to have what he called an unfair advantage to run for re-election, as the election will be coming up here in 2024. Well, guess what, folks? By the way, we were expecting this midweek. That's when all this was supposed to take place. At least that's when we thought it would. But it happened right here over the weekend. And also that part about not being able to run or agreeing not to run for the Senate seat. Well, that's all out the window right now, too. So go figure about that. So Gavin Newsom has, in fact, appointed a former advisor Vice President Kamala Harris. And she's Democrat strategist LaFonza Butler, and she will be Senator Dianne Feinstein's replacement. This, according to Fox News, they've confirmed that as of last night there on Sunday. So she's going to finish out the remainder of the term in Washington, D.C. She has been known, of course, as an advocate for women, girls, second-generation fighter for working people, and a trusted advisor to Vice President Harris, quote-unquote. But here's the other part, too. Evidently, she was a part, or she is evidently still, I believe, part of what's called Emily's List, and this has to do with abortion advocacy and so forth. She's also going to be the first openly LGBTQ plus lawmaker to represent California in the Senate. So all that being said, why did Gavin Newsom do this, right? A relatively unknown, somebody whose name didn't sort of, I think, pop up on anybody else's short lists. But here's the thing. All day Sunday and all day Saturday, we heard, hey, this could be Oprah Winfrey. And I mean, I kept hearing this, and I'm thinking, I don't believe that. I know they're probably considering it for one reason or another. But then, and this was a story we had prepared for the program as well, and that was Meghan Markle wanted to throw her hat into the ring to be appointed as senator as well, and there was much discussion about that. I got to tell you, I can't see Meghan Markle coming in and being a senator from California. Yes, she could be appointed as such, but I just don't know how well that might have worked out, given that her popularity, even in the States, seems to be even just a little less than it was. Actually, I think in Great Britain, but also I think it would have been much more of a lightning rod type of a thing, and I don't know that it would have benefited Newsom, because that's the angle here, folks. That's what's important about this. How does this benefit Gavin Newsom? Gavin Newsom, of course, had said he was going to appoint a black woman or a woman of color to the seat that would eventually be vacated by Dianne Feinstein because she was not running for re-election next year. But how does this benefit Newsom? I think it benefits Newsom because, number one, he sort of picked an unknown at the same time, so he's trying to minimize some of the controversy, but I think it's going to get more controversial, if you ask me. But also, he's also cementing his abortion cred. Because what is Gavin Newsom going to want to do? He's going to want to run for president. He's not going to say it out loud. He's just going to let it sort of happen, I think. All right, we've got Jack in Riverside on the telephone, but we're going to hold him over to the break because we're coming up. The music's coming up. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. Stay right there.
It's a celebration. Let's celebrate. Come on now.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small, your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we race through and rocket through this Monday edition of the program. Don't forget the call-in telephone toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. We do have a caller holding on the line. We're going to get to them here in just a few moments. But, yes, we'll talk more about Gavin Newsom's appointment to Phil Dian's Feinstein sentencing. We also want to talk, of course, this morning about what's happening or what happened with the extension for the government not shutting down. So at least that is something that's perhaps hopefully going in our favor. We don't have to go through the government shutdown. Plus, we've got a lot more to talk about as we go through the morning hours this morning. So once again, don't forget, we'd love to hear from you at 1-877-969-8600. Well, folks, this portion of our program is being brought to you this morning by the good folks over at MyPillow. That's right, MyPillow.com. And from the brand new MyPillow 2.0 to the Giza sheets, the slippers, the unbelievable towel sets. I have the towel sets, by the way. The towel sets are amazing, and you cannot go wrong with these towels. I will never buy another kind of towel, I think, ever. That's how great they are. So there's a lot of these different kinds of great things over at MyPillow.com. You want to go over there and check them out. We can also, as I said, we have the My Pillows. All my family sleeps on a My Pillow. We have the My Pillow slippers. We have the Giza sheets. So we can vouch for these products, everybody, and really let you know that you can't go wrong with them. So go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. And when you go there, once you've made your selections, don't forget to use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's the promo code CAPTAIN, and you're all set. Now, if you'd rather call someone on the telephone, you can dial them up at 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And once again, be sure to use the promo code CAPTAIN. They'll get you taken care of. All right. Well, once again, holding on the telephone line, we've got Jack in Riverside. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. I'd like to preface my comments by saying let's pray that Captain Bruce can come back and get better. Miss him with every beat of my heart. Well, what's going to happen, the two congressmen from Florida, Matt Gaetz is going to pull the rug out from under McCarthy, who sold out to the Democrats. And the next speaker is going to be great Representative Byron Donalds of Florida. He'll be the new speaker. And we will not compromise with the Democrats and sell the country out like McCarthy has done. But once again, I want everyone out there. I know you're on. I know that.
I think everybody appreciates your kind words and your good thoughts. Let's get back to what you were talking about in terms of Matt Gaetz versus McCarthy. Now, McCarthy, I think, has said, bring it to Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz is also garnering some criticism and so forth about partially the way he's going about this whole thing. So you think that essentially he's going to be successful in unseating because we've had calls or there's going to be calls to vacate the seat. So do you think that that's going to be successful?
I think not only do I think it's going to be successful, but we have the name of the new speaker. He's Representative Byron Donalds, Republican of Florida, the conservative candidate who came in second when there was voting for Speaker. People are so upset that McCarthy, he got the Democrats to vote on this thing, and the government would have been shut down. We need to shut down Biden and tell him to pack up with his cabinet and go home. And he has the veto power over the Congress, but the ultimate veto power is the power of the purse. And by just shutting down the government, shutting down the funding, Biden and his whole gang have to pack up and go home, and that's what we want.
All right. Well, Jack, in Riverside, California, that's some pretty good opinions you have this morning. We appreciate it, and hope that you'll call back again sometime soon.
Okay, and let's God bless Captain.
Thank you. All right, thank you so much, Jack. Yeah. All right, so once again, folks, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. As we continue here through the second segment of our number one. And, you know, there's a lot of folks that will be with us for a couple of hours a night in terms of where these programs being played. And sometimes they'll leave us, and sometimes we'll bring in new people at the top of the hour. So as we go through this night tonight, again, we're really looking forward to hearing from you, 1-877-969-8600. But they're certainly going, I think it's going to be a really interesting week. To be honest, I think this, as we go through this week, because what Jack in Riverside was talking about here, you got this thing brewing, and McCarthy did say, hey, bring it on, and so forth. So there's going to be, for lack of a better term, perhaps a clearing of the air or some kind of showdown with the Republicans. But let me ask you this question. See, in order to win in 2024, the Republicans are going to have to be able to, number one, somehow have some kind of party unity. That's going to be really, really important. And the continuing resolution, I think, is 45 days, right? So they're going to be back at this here sooner than later before you know it. But at the same time, though, I just don't know politically how this benefits the GOP per se, because the whole thing is going to look like the GOP did this, they were fractured, and they couldn't make this happen. McCarthy got some Democrats to vote for this thing, and so that's terrible. And so what I'm getting at here, and I understand the idea of bloated spending, I understand the idea that there's sometimes it's just all going too far, and there has to be some line in the sand somewhere. I get it. But I also understand the political aspect of this insofar as that the Democrats and the media will simply use this as a way to try to keep the story being that the Republicans are completely fractured. There's two different Republican parties. There's the Trump party, and then there's everybody else on that stage the other night party. And they're going to try to make it look like this is, you know, completely discombobulated, when in reality, I think the bigger story of discombobulation is really with the Democrats. Because we've got a sitting president, my friends. We got a sitting president who is more than likely not going to be the nominee. People are starting to maybe say the quiet part out loud, just a little bit here and there. We were talking in the first segment about Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom, of course, is going to, every little thing that he does right now is going to be focused on if he's going to be able to be that nominee, because he wants to go national. And to some degree, he has gone national. He's going to do this debate with DeSantis. That's going to be an interesting conversation, by the way, too. It's not consequential in the sense that it's a presidential debate, but man oh man, what if it turns out to actually be a sort of a prophetic presidential type debate if Gavin Newsom actually does in fact end up running for whatever reason. There's different scenarios, of course, but everything he does is going to be focused to that, and he's trying to shore up all of his credibility and on his issues. And to some degree, like the other day, he's upset. He wants the Supreme Court to revisit the idea of breaking up the homeless encampments in places like San Francisco, stuff like that. I think he's doing that to say, look, we are trying to clean up California. We understand that. But then at the same time, he'll say, but California is a great success story and yada, yada, yada. He's great salesman. And this is what I was getting at last week as well. All I'm saying is that we absolutely have to be very, very careful how we navigate this. But the fracturing in the Democrat Party, of course, is actually going to, I think, perhaps get a little bit worse before it gets better, because they will get better. Because they're great at messaging. They're great at doing that. They're great at sort of coming together and coalescing. Because why? Because they want to win. And and to some degree, too, I think they have a little bit more of a monolithic ideological structure than say, the larger aspects of the Republican Party. So they're able to sort of quell some of these things that might come up and just look like they're more unified, when in reality, it's chaos. Because they don't know what to do. They got a sitting president they don't know what to do with. But to that point, Representative Dean Phillips, this from the Washington Examiner, will step down from his role in House Democrat leadership due to his publicly floating a bid for president against the Democrat incumbent president Joe Biden. What? Really? In a statement to Axios, Phillips said that because he is no longer aligned with the rest of the Democrat caucus in presidential politics, he will be stepping down from his role as co-chair of the Democrat Party and Communications Committee. More about this when we come back. And how does RFK Jr. fit into this? Because he fits into this. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you on this Monday morning. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number. See you on the other side of the break.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. A senator whose name is mentioned as a potential third-party candidate in the 2024 presidential election says he'll make a decision by the end of the year.
I'm more concerned about the country right now. What you've seen, the theatrics that played out, is ridiculous.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says his history of bipartisan would help bring both sides of the aisle together. California won't be giving unemployment checks to workers on strike. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a bill on Saturday that had been inspired by high-profile work stoppages in Hollywood and the hotel industry. Newsom says he vetoed this bill because the fund the state uses will be nearly $20 billion in debt by the end of the year. Temperature records that stood for more than a century in the middle part of the country could fall this week as temperatures could raise 10 to 20 degrees higher. Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I just want to celebrate as well, and we are celebrating here. It's Monday morning. I guess it's something to celebrate if you're out there working this morning in the overnight hours across America. We're definitely celebrating with you because it is going to be a great week, in my opinion. I sure hope it will be, and I hope it will be for you as well. And we continuing to, again, go across your radio dial this morning. The call-in number is 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600. My name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you, of course. And we're going to talk here a little bit more about what happened on the on Capitol Hill of pulling the fire alarm to open the door or something. We've got a great audio clip from AOC on this. Plus, we'll talk more about what's going on with the Democrat Party. I mentioned RFK Jr. Before we went to break. So before we get back to all of that, I want to let you know all about the good folks over at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot. And we appreciate them very much, of course. Now, go over to their website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And find out all about Relief Factor and how you can start up with the 1995 three-week quick start. That's the 1995 three-week quick start. And why should you take Relief Factor? Well, in a nutshell, because it really works. And the problems that a lot of people are facing right now, namely inflammation and such, that's exactly what this product is designed to help control and to help you out with. And it does this by the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is where you get the pain and the swelling and the discomfort and all that other stuff. Now, if you take it the way that it's directed, you should know by about the end of the third week or so whether or not it's going to do something great for you. Some people know within just a couple of days, 2 or 3 days. But everybody's different, and so you definitely want to check it out. And, of course, there's no drugs. No drugs whatsoever in Relief Factor. That's the other thing that you can rely on here. So go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And check out the $19.95 3-week quick start, because all you have to lose is pain. All right. Well, once again, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. The telephone line, of course, 1-877-969-8600. And I'm going to talk a little bit here about Robert Kennedy, and then we'll talk about pulling the fire alarm on Capitol Hill, which is just so odd. I think we know why they did it. There's an investigation pending, by the way, but I think we know why they did it, and it's not the fantastical excuse that AOC has. But at any rate, this from Newsmax, I saw this earlier. According to Dick Morris, if RFK Jr. runs as an independent, Biden is cooked. See, this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the idea that the Democrat Party is kind of in disarray because they don't know what's going to happen next. So they're going to try to obviously control the whole situation by trying to have Biden step down, and it'll be, you know, some kind of grandiose thing. But then they'll draft somebody else or this kind of thing. Maybe even at the convention. We may even get that far. We just don't know yet. But RFK Jr. has this thing that he's able to go out and talk to people. And by the way, one of the reasons you're not seeing him so much in the, I guess, the quote-unquote mainstream media, well, he's not blitzing that, or he's not sort of making a big dent in that per se, is because he's actually making an end run around in many cases of that mainstream media. He's on Fox News a lot, that's for sure. But he also goes on different podcasts, and he goes on different programs and so forth. And he's kind of, I guess, the lack of a better term, a sort of a grassroots type of thing, which actually is one of the best ways that you can build a movement. And his message, I think is going to start resonating with a lot of voters. I think it already has. So back to the article. As long as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. focuses his ambitions on Democrat primary challenge to President Joe Biden, he will do little damage to him. But if Kennedy runs as an independent on a third-party line, Biden's chances of winning re-election are over. Pollster John McLaughlin shows this in a recent survey, Kennedy winning 15% of the vote in the Democrat primary. But the McLaughlin survey also shows that in a general election, Kennedy draws 2-to-1 more from Biden's voters than he does from former President Donald Trump. Indeed, I believe any third candidate, again, this is from Dick Morris, believe any third candidate would likely drain whatever life is left in a Biden reelection. Even Cornel West, a black scholar and activist, is running as an independent. He would draw 6% of the vote, most of it coming from Biden's hide. In a two-way race, Trump versus Biden, McLaughlin has Trump ahead by 4 digits. So that's also quite interesting. But with West in the race as the third candidate, Trump wins 43-38. Oddly, the self-destructive Democrat Party, what have I been talking about all morning here? The self-destructive Democrat Party is doing everything it can to induce Kennedy to jump ship and run as a third-party candidate. And, of course, what he means by that is they're kind of making this happen. Right? They don't understand that, perhaps, to some degree, in some weird world, right, in some universe, they would coalesce behind RFK Jr., and try to go that direction. But I don't think that they will, because, again, he doesn't seem to be the kind of team player that the far left, I think, would really like, or the Democrat Party elite, maybe that's a better way of putting it, that they would like. He would be, I think, far too independently minded, I think, for them. But, again, and we'll see how these polls continue to go. But this is quite interesting stuff, isn't it? Dick Morris continues, Biden has refused to debate him or even acknowledge that he exists. See, that's also part of sticking your head in the sand. And no matter what it is, in many ways, a lot of times engagement is the way that you are able to try to deal with problems and issues, and especially with the idea that you have somebody who seems like they could just clean Biden's clock in a debate. So obviously he's not going to debate him, but there's evidently no engagement there whatsoever. Morris continues, that's no way to treat a member of your own party, particularly one who trails you by 30 points. Biden should be besieging Kennedy with love and favors to keep him from an independent bid. Exactly. But that's, you know, political strategy. I think because the Democrats are so much in a disarray right now that they're hoping for some kind of 11th hour thing. They're hoping that they're just that Biden's going to stick it out until mid next year, perhaps have some new candidate, whoever that is. Ted Cruz thinks it might be Michelle Obama. We've talked about that. But the idea is that they'd only have to campaign for a couple of months. They're in the general. They don't have to go through a primary process per se. They don't have to really try to slug it out. And I'll just say this parenthetically, because even with Trump not going to these debates, he's missing some opportunities to slug it out. And yes, he's far ahead in the polls. I understand that part. But the idea, in the, typically in primary seasons, that's when you're sharpening your claws. I think that DeSantis has got his claws were much sharper in the second debate than they were in the first. I think Nikki Haley did much better overall. I think even Tim Scott was leaps and bounds better than he was in the first debate. So getting out there and having to mix it up and having to defend your position is really key. So again, the Democrats are trying to miss all this, and they want to just kind of come out and do their own thing. All right, so we'll see what happens with RFK Jr. So what do you think? That's also quite important this morning. What do you think? 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600. Call me up, let me know what you think. All right, I think we have time for this. I'm pretty sure we do. To hear a quick audio blurb from AOC. She was on State of the Union, okay, on CNN, and Jake Tapper was talking to her, and you're not going to believe this. This is something you got to hear to believe. So again, this is all about the congressman who pulled the fire alarm, right, Jamal Bowman from New York. He pulled the fire alarm, and this is AOC's explanation of it. Let's listen in.
There was an interesting moment over the weekend when your New York colleague, Congressman Jamal Bowman, he's under investigation for this now after Capitol Police say he pulled a fire alarm in one of the House office buildings. Democrats were trying to delay a vote, a final vote on the bill. There he is pulling the fire alarm. He says it was an accident. He thought pulling the alarm would open a door based on the fact that the doors to his right there were locked. And there was a sign that he said he was I think someone said it was confusing. I'll be honest, it doesn't really make sense to me, his explanation. Have you talked to him? What's going on?
I mean, listen, I think if you actually do see some of the photos of the signs, I think there's something to be said about the government's about to shut down. There's a vote clock that's going down. The exits that are normally open in that building were suddenly closed.
He pulled a fire alarm?
So what I am here to say is that House administration.
He pulled the fire alarm? Yeah, she goes on from there. But he pulled the fire alarm? Even Jim Tapper didn't believe that. Folks, stay right there. 1-877-969-8600.
Third Watch. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Get your motor running. Of course, little Steppenwolf bringing us back in here to the Trucker Highway and Byway Report segment of the program this morning. And once again, if you'd like to call in and join me here on the broadcast, if you'd like to opine, the number is 1-877-969-8600. And of course, for those of you who are new to the program, this is the part of the show where we take a look at some of the weather and how the drive is going out there for a lot of our truckers who are traversing all across the United States of America at this very hour. We're glad to be riding along in your cabs with you, and it's our public service each morning to wake you up and to keep you going and to give you something to sing along to. So without further ado, let's take off here. This is a song from an artist named Martin Briley. You might remember it. It's all the way back to 1983. This one is a real rocker, and we think that you'll enjoy it. Martin Briley, The Salt in My Tears.
Should I die for you anymore?
Martin Briley, everybody, Salt in My Tears. You ain't worth the salt in my tears. First of all, what a great idea for a song. And second of all, it's definitely one of the most underrated rock records, I think, from the early 80s there. And so just the guitar work on that is just absolutely phenomenal. It's just a wall of sound. And every time I hear that, I just want to turn it up and just kind of rock out. So that's exactly what we hope that you're doing out there right now, Martin Briley, Salt in My Tears. Okay, let's take a look here across the highways and byways. We do have a dense fog advisory to start off with this morning for our truckers, our travelers, and our drivers. This is going to be up in North Dakota. This is going to be up in the Center and Washburn, McCluskey, Harvey, Rugby, Cando area, also towards Minot as well, and then all the way up to the Canadian border and over to the border as well with Montana. That means that's as far as Williston, and so you definitely want to be aware of that. So that's really covering most of the northwestern part of North Dakota this morning. So do be careful, because obviously that can cause a lot of problems. Just outside Salt Lake City, we've got a winter weather advisory. That winter weather advisory is in effect until Monday night, and that means snow. That means snow, everybody. Additional snow accumulations of 4 to 8 inches. Winds gusting up as high as 40 miles per hour. And here it is, folks. It's just October the 2nd right now, right? So definitely we're getting here early on in the year, and we got some snow coming in to the area. Okay, now over in Colorado, we have a freeze watch. This is going to be in the northwestern corner of Colorado. We got a freeze watch going on. This means if you're in the Craig area, Steamboat Springs, if you're down near Glenwood Springs, this is along I-70, of course, Glenwood Springs, Gypsum, Eagle, you've got that freeze watch going on right now, which means, of course, that can play with your fuel system as well, so you want to be aware of that. Then down in New Mexico, we've got an aerial flood watch happening there. This is going to be just in the area of Santa Fe and north. It's going to stick pretty much west of I-25. But then in the La Junta and near Lamar, this and up again back in Colorado, a locally strong winds, 55 to 65 miles per hour in and around La Junta in that region this morning. So you definitely want to be aware of that and be careful. We've got a wind advisory, it looks like, over in eastern Arizona. This is going to be near Alpine and Edgar, so you want to be careful with that. Then let's check out our precipitation here real quick, because we have some to tell you about this morning, especially if you're up near Missoula, Montana. This is going to be northeast of Missoula, but it's going to go up towards Sealy Lake. Definitely got a lot of rain coming down there, and then we're seeing snow. This is going to be in some of the mountainous areas. This is going to be northeast of Sealy Lake, but also then northeast of Lincoln, Montana. We got a huge swath of snow in that area. Most of everything else heading up towards Conrad and Chester. This is going to be northwest of Great Falls. We got all kinds of rain on the map there. That's going to go all the way up into Canada for a time as well. Then straddling the border between South Dakota, actually it's right there in the corners there, or where it all sort of meets, and that is North Dakota, the this is the southwest corner. We got the northwest corner of South Dakota, and then we've got the southeast corner of Montana. Lots of rainstorms going on there. By the way, lightning strikes over into South Dakota, so be aware of that. Now, coming out of Salt Lake City, where we saw that snow warning coming down Interstate 15 between Salt Lake and Provo, you've got rain coming across the interstate there. You've got rain that's going to be south of Fillmore there in on I-15. We've got the rain that's pretty much on either side of I-15, but you're going to re-encounter it as you head down towards St. George. So just be aware of that. It's going to be a little bit coming across the border there with Arizona as you head into Nevada. And once you get into Nevada, once you get east of Mesquite, you've got a lot of rain coming across Interstate 15 there as well. So we got a lot of stuff out there telling you about this morning. Oh, here's one other quick thing we want to tell you about, at least in the west, and that is coming down I-25. As you come out of Colorado, you definitely have a lot of rain coming across I-25 south of Trinidad, Colorado there, into northern New Mexico, and that's going to stay with you through Springer, and it's going to head over towards Mora. Now, this is north right now of Las Vegas, New Mexico, and we've also got lightning strikes north of that as well. So just be aware of that. Okay, so over in the east right now, we're not really seeing any precipitation, so that's a good thing. There's nothing that's showing up on the radar, but be careful out there as you're driving this morning. And by the way, if you see something out there and you want to let us know about it, you're more than welcome to call in 1-877-969-8600 and let us know about it. Or if you want to call up and say hello and let us know that that you're listening to us as you're driving across the highways and byways this morning, we'd love to know that as well. Now, we also want to tell you that the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is being brought to you by the good folks over at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. That's Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. They're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States of America, and there is a great reason for that, and that's because they want to be your oasis out there on the across the country along the highways and byways and interstates. Now, if you go to pilotflyingj.com, you can use their locations function to find the nearest Pilot and Flying J nearest to you. I've done it several times, and it's super easy to do. You just put in your location, and you're going to get a map of everything, of all the different pilots and flying J's that you can plan your trip for. And by the way, this October, you can earn 5 points per gallon. That's right. Don't miss out on the chance, folks, to earn 5 points per gallon and score tons of free stuff as well. Just activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. That's activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. Unlock the biggest rewards after just 8 fills. So this is a great deal. Back in September, it was Driver Appreciation Month, and this is their great thing for the month of October. Earn 5 points per gallon after just 8 fills. And again, unlock all those big rewards and all that stuff through the My Rewards Plus app, pilotflyingj.com. That's the website. Kyle Warren with you. The number is 1-877-969-8600. Stay tuned for your local news, and we're going to be right back at it next hour, so don't go anywhere.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.